The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Historian Eric Foner estimates that approximately 2,000 Black people held elected office during America's era of post-Civil War Reconstruction. This was a period when formerly enslaved Black men, having been given the right to vote, were elected to represent the South as congressmen and senators and to serve in their local communities in elected positions. Eloquent and insightful, these men took the enterprise of freedom and national healing with the utmost seriousness. It's a glorious but brief chapter in American history, when a true democracy really did seem possible, with Black people building lives for themselves as free citizens, many owning their own land, and seeing their interests and their voices upheld in the highest levels of government. But Reconstruction also brought about the formation of the KKK in 1865. It spread in the South as a vehicle for whites to sabotage Reconstruction, particularly those aspects aimed at securing the political and economic security of Black citizens. These marauders, many of them respected citizens in their communities, like doctors, lawyers, and law enforcement officers, worked to violently undermine the enfranchisement of Black people. Black people who attempted to vote were threatened, brutalized, and sometimes murdered. The Klan preyed on the aspirations of poor whites by making American success into a zero-sum game. If Black people made good, they said, it was at the expense of their white counterparts. With the 1876 presidential election, which was inconclusive, Democrats and Republicans struck a bargain. Republican Rutherford B. Hayes would be made president if federal defense agents would withdraw from southern states, leaving Black voters to fend for themselves amid a deadly voter suppression campaign. Southern whites reclaimed control. Jim Crow was born. America, for Black people, has been a perilous, wild ride, but we hang on. Today's poem is Obod for the Whole Hood by Nate Marshall. Today, I offer myself all the small kindnesses. I'm out here with breath in my body, though it may be stank, and body in my control, though it may be too much or not enough. Today, I offer the whole crib a jam we ain't heard in a minute, and permission to turn the news down and move a hip like a suggestion to a lover. On this day, I declare the pockmarked street I grew up on a miracle. I declare the bills, even the overdue ones, a blessing. Who knew that we would still be here to see these injustices? How can we measure the disrespect of lack against that precious surprise? Real talk. Today, I tell myself truths other than the one that makes me low. I give myself the gift of a joke with the homies. Real talk. Today, I stay woke to all the terror but also to my favorite food, or my favorite place, or my best hope for our people. And I work to make all my best lives possible. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
I'm Perry from Santa Barbara, and I support The Slowdown. Meeting a wide diversity of poets and their outstanding poems takes my mind and heart to a higher place, a truth that feeds my day away from the debilitating misinformation and horror that plagues us. Join me by making a gift to The Slowdown today. Go to slowdownshow.org/donate.